Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. Happy Monday, everybody. Today, we are going to actually get a behind-the-scenes, real-time look at me now working through a trigger or a shadow or a trauma, however you want to look at it. They're all a little bit one in the same or one in the similar anyway. So as I continue healing and growing and becoming closest to my highest level self that I possibly can, it's like an onion. You are constantly coming up against the next layer. And as you strive to grow, your capacity has to stretch. And in stretching, just like growing pains, sometimes it can be a little uncomfy. So where I'm at right now is in the process of really stretching and growing this business, stretching it to a place that I know that it can go. And as I gain more following and more listeners, more downloads, more people hopping into my courses, etc., my capacity to hold energy for all of you has to grow. My capacity in order to achieve my financial goals, my life goals has to grow. So just yesterday, I had a conversation with a friend about my business and how I am striving to grow and build something that not only is helping millions of women, but allows me to live a very intentional, safe, easy life with my family. A life that is free from stress of bills. A life that feels safe. And so in that, I realized that I've always been able to get myself to a certain level of income in a business. I started and grew my photography business to six figures in the first 2 years and stayed there until I started throttling that back in order to start this business. That wasn't that hard for me. Of course, it was full of hard work, but I guess maybe the word simple is better. It was simple. I worked hard, but it was simple. And as you up level in vibration, up level into the next level of your life in whatever it is that you're doing, dating, a job, trying to get a better job, trying to get a raise at work, whatever it is, as you start to up level, that stretching and growing can be uncomfortable. And also, you come up against new blocks, or rather, deeper parts of the onion, deeper blocks that you didn't know were blocking you. And so yesterday, I really started to dig deep, dive in, and try and figure out what it was that was preventing me from getting to the next level. Now, a lot of money coaches out there start with, are you afraid to make money? And your initial reaction is, no, of course I'm not afraid to make money. Are you kidding me? Do you know what I could do with $30,000 a month? Some of these business coaches out there are making $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 in a month. Are you kidding? I'm not afraid of that at all. That'd be great. But you start to break it down and think, okay, where is there an energetic mismatch? Where is there a vibrational mismatch that is not allowing me to reach that level of vibration? They have the same following. They have the same engagement. What's the difference, right? And so I really started diving into money and what happened over the course of my life to this point when I worked really hard and made any sum of money, whether it was $1,500 in college, which felt like 10 grand, or much more than that in my adult years. Maybe it was $100,000 in a year. Maybe it was coming into $3,000 I didn't know I was getting. Whatever it is, where's the common denominator surrounding money? And as I started to think about my childhood growing up and financial insecurities, etc., I realized that it was never just about the money. It was always money came with a side of guilt trip. Money came with a side of judgment. Money came with a side of a bunch of negative emotions that I didn't want any part of. And so by way of running away from those things, I was actually turning my back on the flow of money. And as I was working through those things, I asked myself almost out loud, am I on the right track here? Like, is this it? Am I finding the thing that's been the block? And in that moment, I turned around and looked up, and there was a boat that had just gotten off the boat ramp and put in the water. And the name of the boat was, It's Just Money. And I laughed. You see, signs don't always come in the form of angel numbers or very obvious things. Sometimes your guides got jokes, and yesterday mine did. You see, I almost audibly asked this question and looked up, and my answer was in front of me. You see, money isn't guilt. Money isn't anger. Money isn't jealousy. It's just money. And the things and the emotions that people attach to it are up to them. It says a whole lot more about that person than it does about money itself, and especially you. Coming into massive amounts of money on its own is not bad or good. It's neutral. It just is. Money is an amplifier of who you are and what you're doing. If you are a good person with a good heart, money only amplifies your ability to do more good. And if you're a bad person with a bad heart, more money only amplifies your ability to do more harm. But it's not money's fault. Money is just money. It's just energy. It just is. It's no more good or bad than the air we breathe, than the vibrational frequencies we feel on a day-to-day basis. It just is. Now, me attaching negative connotations to money based on the experiences I had when I received money, that's the block. Receiving any amount of money does not mean that you are automatically a selfish person. It does not mean that automatically people are going to be jealous of you. It does not mean that automatically you are going to make decisions with that money that let people down. There are plenty of people that make lots of money, that do a whole lot of good, that live simple lives, that focus on raising good children. And that's it. And once you're able to make money neutral, that is where it all turns around. You see, you can get so far in your manifesting journey ignoring those root blocks, and then you're going to hit a ceiling. And when you hit a ceiling, it's up to you whether you stay there, you make that your reality, this is as good as it gets for me, or you break past the ceiling. And yesterday, I broke past the ceiling. I recognized the signs when they were right in front of me. I laughed. I said, thank you. More, please. And then I went with it. I rolled with it. I journaled through it and came out on the other side. I also wrote letters forgiving the people that instilled those negative connotations that I had surrounding money, coming into money, what I did with money. Money's funny, isn't it? People don't want to talk about it. Or you talk about people who are making good money and people's response is always, well, they're just a money coach, right? That doesn't count. Oh, they're just teaching you how to make money, right? That doesn't count. Must be nice. When really, it's just money. How many people do you know that have a lot of it and still aren't happy? Still aren't fulfilled because the fulfillment and the joy and the things that you are seeking aren't actually money. No, money makes it easier. Absolutely. Money facilitates the dream 100%. But what's the dream? What exactly are you doing? I'll tell you what I'll be doing. Brooke, who is making $70,000 a month. She wakes up without an alarm every morning. She wakes up when she feels like it. She gets up with her husband and makes a cup of coffee and calmly, leisurely makes breakfast. And when breakfast is over, we go on the beach and play with the dogs. If there's a baby in the picture, she gets to toddle around in the sand as well. And when we're done, we go and do work that lights up our souls. Not to just make enough money to pay rent or buy groceries, but doing something that makes us feel alive. Lucky for me, I'm doing that right now. And so is my husband. But not having any urgency in, are we good? How are our bills looking? What about our debt? There is no debt. $70,000 a month, Brooke gets to be as present as possible with her family. Taking the time to consciously make dinner and enjoy it instead of rushing through it. Now, the beauty of all of this is that most of those things I can do right now. Most of those things I do right now. Every single morning, as intentional as I can be, every single night I shut down my computer and I go downstairs and I reboot. And I enjoy making dinner. I am slowly but surely becoming the vibrational match for the future that I'm asking for. Not from a desperate place, not from a needy place, from a neutral place of, it's already mine. The life I'm seeking is already mine. Because if you believe one thing in this world, listening to this podcast, it's that you are given your dreams for a reason. And your rich life is going to look different than my rich life, than anyone else's rich life. Thousands of you listening to this right now, you all have a different idea of what your rich life looks like. And so I urge you to think about that. Don't think about the number. Think about what actually would make you feel content and happy. What will actually allow you to go to bed at night with a calm nervous system? Now, before we go, I have to tell you, my manifestation course and then some is launching this week. So in the show notes below, I'll put a link. And before it launches, the link will be for the waitlist. If you get on the waitlist, you will be receiving an email that gives you 40% off. Yes, you heard that right. 40. There is an option to just take the course on its own, and there is also an upgrade option that includes calls and a community. It's going to be so awesome. For any of you listening that have taken Woo Woman's Club, the upgrade option is going to feel like that, except think of your manifestation week on steroids. Woo Woman's Club has, I think, 4 modules focusing on manifestation, and women inside of that course, that program, have successfully been able to manifest $10,000 in 4 weeks. Partners, jobs, raises at work. God, the list goes on and on. And that is 1 week of dedicated manifestation focus and teaching in 4 audio modules. And then some is 35 modules with a resource bank at the end that gives you a download, a digital download of every guided journal that I've ever published, including a custom guided journal for this program that takes you step by step through, a textbook, if you will, that allows you to put into practice the things that I'm teaching you in real time. You're not just listening to it and saying, oh, that sounds nice, but you are then going immediately and putting those things into action so that you can see them working in your life as you move through the program. You see, most people online are giving out recipes. They're saying, these are the recipes I used to manifest and they worked great for me. And they'll probably work great for you, but the problem with selling a recipe book without explaining the science behind it, without the why, is that you are then beholden to just those recipes. There is no substitution. There is no creating recipes of your own because you don't know the difference between baking soda and baking powder. You don't know why the egg is important in a recipe, and therefore you don't know what happens if you don't use it. There's a difference between a baker and someone who can bake cookies using a recipe. See, a baker understands the science behind baking. They understand what each ingredient does in a recipe, the role it plays in the batter in order to create a light and fluffy and moist, delicious cake. The baker can walk into a kitchen, look at the ingredients surrounding them, and create something delicious. That's what I'm allowing you to do with this program, with your life. I'm turning you into a baker. And yes, of course, I'm giving you recipes to start with, but I'm also teaching you the science behind them so you can create recipes of your own. You can take control of your own manifestation journey. Take the resources I provide you and go do it your way. You're going to have the framework to understand why manifestation works, how to do it, why it's not working in certain areas of your life. And then you can go in, analyze, figure out where the blank spots are, and fill them in. It is so full of information. Chock full of information. It's going to blow your mind. A dear friend of mine is someone who has been through Women's Club, and I had her put eyes on the course this last week just to see if there was anything she picked up on that I missed. Wanted to make sure that, you know, spelling errors, links all work, all of that. I can only do so much editing before I just start glazing over and like don't even see a problem that's right in front of me. So I sent her the course and I said, hey, look over this. Let me know if you see anything. And she messaged me back and she said, the second module already cracked open something in my brain that I didn't know was there. Already. The first module is not even a module. It's a welcome call. So the first module, it already shifted things for her. Imagine what will happen in a week or two or three. Imagine what will happen surrounded by a community of women in Telegram helping each other, answering questions, getting personalized, custom knowledge and teachings for me inside of that group, and then coming together on a handful of live calls and being able to literally workshop through your manifesting. Come to me with any questions you have, any roadblocks, any things that you don't understand about your journey. This course is going to change the way that you look at manifesting for the rest of your life. Something that you can refer back to at any point. You work through it in real time with us. But then you get that job. You get that raise at work. Maybe even you find the partner you've been looking for. And then in 6 months, when you have a new goal, a new dream, a new manifestation, and you find yourself getting stuck again, you don't understand where the blind spot is. Why isn't it working? It worked in the past. It's not working now. You have lifetime access. You go back, you reference, you go back to the section that you're struggling with, and you go, oh, yeah, it's right in front of me, of course. It was this. There's the block. Shoot. I didn't even realize. And you're right back on your way. This is something that I am so proud of and excited. And if you've been inside of Women's Club and you thought that was transformational, that is like middle school compared to this college level course of manifesting. We are about to blow the top off of this bee and get after it. I'm so excited. So if you find yourself trying to manifest and maybe even being successful at it here and there, but not really ever understanding why it works sometimes and it doesn't other times, this is for you. If you don't know anything about manifesting at all and you're like, I'm a clean slate, teach me. This is for you. And maybe you're good at it. You're really good at it, but there's a single area in your life that just never seems to work, and you have convinced yourself that you just aren't meant to have that thing. You're meant to be good at work. You're meant to have great friends, but you're just not meant to be happy in a relationship. I'm here to tell you that that's a crock of shit. There is a block somewhere in there. And this will help you find it. Because here, over in the Love Her Wild world, you deserve to have it all. And then some. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment and tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.